Hey there, May 31st. This is Carbondale, Illinois. Not a place that you need to visit. Nice people, but strange place in general. And not a particularly beautiful place either. I did actually get a lot accomplished here, so in that regard, it's been perfect for me. My bike needed some maintenance, so I went ahead and I got a new chain for it, had the wheels trued, and got new end shifters because I don't know how it happened, but my end shifters on one side were broken, and I didn't even realize that the whole assembly, the housing, had cracked and was starting to come apart. So in any case, got those put on the bike, picked up an extra set of brake pads because mine are almost done, but we're not going to have a bike shop for another 400 miles, and so I'm just going to hang on to them until the ones that are on the bike are just completely shot. So that was good to get that done. The other thing is that I found a natural food co-op and was just like drooling over healthy food choices, much more appealing than what I've been finding in these small towns, you know, convenience stores and gas stations and that kind of thing. So I stocked up, got a real heavy bike now, but a heavy kit, but that's all right. It's worth it. One thing I just kind of wanted to share with you, some of my strategies. Instead of going for candy bars, which is what a lot of cyclists do when they want those instant carbohydrates, I picked up dried fruit. So I have dried cherries, blueberries, even some dried bananas I found, and dried pears. So that to me is a much better alternative. It's still sugary, but it's natural sugar and so much easier on your body and your liver now. There's actually a study that refined sugar affects our livers and our cholesterol. Anyway, I'm digressing. But that kind of snack is healthy. I tend to try to avoid nuts and nut butters, which is also another cyclist kind of standard go-to food. And I avoid it because it's too heavy on your stomach to digest. It takes a lot of energy to digest fat rather than digesting a simple carbohydrate, which is like instant, you know, it goes instant. Your body can instantly use a simple carbohydrate, whereas fat is just going to take a long time to digest that. And I want my energy going toward moving this bicycle, not toward digesting fatty food that stays in your stomach a long time. So I avoid that. Let's see. So I picked up some tuna, some of those foil packets of tuna. And rather than mixing it in the morning with mayonnaise and having it sit in my bag for a few hours in the heat, what I've done is I just keep the little foil tuna packets and then I picked up at the deli those little single serving mayonnaise packets that you just squeeze out and mustard, and I add it at the time that I'm going to eat it, so it can sit in my bag for a few days and, you know, nothing's really going to go bad with it. So that's about it. Tomorrow we are in Chester, Illinois, which is really close to the border, and then we're into Missouri. Can't believe how short this visit through Illinois is, and I'm not really looking forward to the Ozarks and what I hear are more dogs, like the Kentucky dogs, but that's all right, we'll get through it. Anyway, I hope you guys all had a great Memorial Day weekend, and I look forward to hearing from you. Take care.